today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which concerns social interaction in Islam. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, 10th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to 3rd of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and 24th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar, you are listening to today's special. Now, we listen to chapter Al-Isra, verse 23.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما.
And your Lord has decreed that you not worship except Him, and to parents good treatment, whether one or both of them reach old age while with you. Say not to them so much as Uf, and do not repel them, but speak to them a noble word.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Placing unity, monotheism, which is the most fundamental principles of Islam, alongside with being kind and good towards one's parents, is a further emphasis laid on the important Islamic commandment. Later, it refers to one of the clear examples for kindness to one's parents, implying that whenever one of them or both reach old age while living with you, that is when they need your constant care, do not spare them any act of kindness and do not despise them or scorn them by insulting them the least.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode of today's special is social interaction in Islam. The first step in the establishment of good relations in a Muslim society is to meet each other in a friendly manner in normal encounters and set up this contact on the basis of sincerity and affection. After this stage, we come across other Islamic injunctions recommended to Muslims, namely having a heartfelt love for one's co-religionists' brethren. A love for others is a special characteristic of human beings and their outstanding inclinations. It is this spiritual tendency that turns one's attention to others, makes them kindly towards one another, creates a balance, and allows them to share each other's joy and sorrow.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about social relations in Islam and what are the recommendations of Islam, Islamic teachings in this regard. Love for others is a special characteristic of human beings and their outstanding inclinations. It is this spiritual tendency that turns one's attention to others, makes them kindly towards one another, creates a balance, and allows them to share each other's joy and sorrows. The inclination towards a love for others, like other exalted human desires, is not so strong and brilliant, and it cannot be reinforced without care and education. If parents and teachers look after children in their early years and perform their duties adequately, they can gradually infuse this human quality and bring them up as human and benevolent individuals. If self-love is reinforced, it becomes intense, exceeds the limit of expediency, and consequently turns into egoism and selfishness, eventually producing great evils, including a human being with many vices and violations of the rights of others, and leading him to anti-human deeds. If love for others is reinforced, it concurs animal tendencies, weakens the instinct of destruction and aggression, and suppresses savagery and brutality, thus adorning a human being with the most sublime human qualities. It should be noted that what is meant by the love for others is kindness and affection to human beings from the viewpoint of moral nobility and human respect, and not a means of satisfying carnal desires and material whims.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
One of the acts recommended and forbidden in Islam, which are deeply effective in social relations, is forbidding derision of others. In Islam, distinction and superiority do not align wealth, strength, beauty, and their likes, but the real criterion is honor and respect at Allah's threshold and nothing else. Islam, which desires honor and respect for all Muslims, does not allow anyone's prestige and honor to be encroached upon and stained by anyone. Islam, which considers Muslims as brethren and is interested in their good relationship, combats this undesirable conduct and warns its followers against such acts. Laughing at people is usually resorted to by two groups. Firstly, those who are envious, haughty, and selfish. They intend to show themselves great and respectable to people and demean and belittle others. Secondly, those who engage in derision with the object of amusing people and making them laugh. Such individuals are the worst scoundrels in society. today's special and the continuation has equality and fraternity. The aspect of social relations is that they must have sound foundations based on reality and values on the one hand and be a constituent of the social structure on the other. Islam views as the best social relations based on equality. People are originally equal and each one is the counterpart of the others. Therefore, no one can excel another in origin. Hence, the Holy Quran declares, O mankind, surely we have created you of a male and a female and made you tribes and families that you may know each other. Chapter 49, verse 13. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has also declared, All of you belong to Adam equally, and Adam was created of dust.
Brothers and sisters, there are certain human qualities, there are certain virtues like patience, compassion, the virtue of controlling irrational anger, and so on and so forth. There are certain virtues that are almost impossible to cultivate unless you interact with other people, unless you interact with other human beings. So it's necessary for us to actually brush shoulders with fellow human beings. And yes, people are annoying. People are going to bother you. You know, and this is why the Prophet recommends us to get married. You think the Prophet doesn't know that spouses are going to want to kill themselves? They're going to fight and bicker? The Prophet knows that this is inevitable. Conflict is inevitable. But the way that we grow spiritually, brothers and sisters, is that we have to learn how to treat people. And through our interactions with people, we attain nearness to God. You know, the way that you develop patience is that chances are you have to be around people who are going to push your buttons. And this is one of the beautiful things about Hajj. You know, if you want to truly learn how to be a patient person, Hajj is the best place to go, because when you're doing tawaf, you know, you think it's going to be this angelic atmosphere where, you know, everyone is, you know, synchronized in their recitation of dhikr, labbayk Allahum. It's not. The reality is when you're doing tawaf, you're sweating, it's very uncomfortable, people are elbowing you. And in that environment, you have to treat people with mercy and compassion. That's how you develop your spirituality. It's very easy to be a spiritual person when you don't have to interact with people, when you're alone. And of course, being alone has its own challenges, but the way towards God is actually through people.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Till another episode and the continuation of this topic, have a nice time.
With every breath.